I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, October 3. Coming up, government to increase measures to reduce access to guns, new road traffic act to be passed by year end, and National Youth Service launches volunteer competition. The news in detail after this message.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be strengthening measures to address the prevalence and ease of access to guns and ammunition. Mr. Holness says the driving factors are well known and include gang warfare compounded by extortion, lottery scamming, drugs and contract killings, which account for more than 70% of murders committed, with estimates as high as 80%. He says the inability of persons to resolve conflicts peacefully is also contributing to murder figures. While the murder rate is approximately 300 more than for the corresponding period last year, Mr. Holness says some of the strategies being employed to address the flow of guns and ammunition are yielding results.
We have recovered 726 firearms, including 62 rifles to date, as compared to 515 firearms, including 32 rifles at this time in 2016. In terms of ammunition, for the corresponding period, the figures show an increase of almost threefolds of that of the related period last year, moving to 20,491 rounds compared to just 7,341 rounds.
The Prime Minister says the crime scourge cannot be tackled with quick fixes, but with strategies that establish stability and long-lasting transformational results. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the new Road Traffic Act is expected to be passed by the end of this year. He says adjustments are being made to the legislation, which, when passed in Parliament, will repeal and replace the existing 1938 Act. It will also establish new offences and provide increased penalties for existing ones.
We're just completing the dotting of the I's and T's. It continues to have little things that you have to adjust overall. So yes, by the end of the year, I can confirm from the ministry's point of view that we'll be ready.
Among the features of the new Road Traffic Act are a restriction on handheld devices and a requirement for drivers to have a license in their possession while operating a vehicle. The National Youth Service NYS has launched a volunteer project competition targeting young people. The competition aims to encourage young people to help early childhood institutions meet the 12 standards for certification established by the Early Childhood Commission. In endorsing the initiative, State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green reiterated the government's commitment to improving early childhood education.
If we don't get it right at the start, then we're playing catch up every step of the journey. Adopt an early childhood institution. Go into your community, look at that institution. We have the standards. We know what needs to be done to get them certified. Come up with a project proposal, send it in to us, and we will secure some funding for you.
The Youth Month activity is open to young people ages 17 to 29 years. Groups of 3 to 5 persons are required to submit application forms and videotaped project proposals before November 14. Videos may be submitted to youthmonth2017@gmail.com or via the NYS Facebook and Twitter handles. And over 1,500 persons turned out for the inaugural JAMPRO Business Process Outsourcing BPO Career Expo at the University of Technology in St. Andrew Friday. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the expo was geared towards bringing together BPO companies and prospective employees to educate them about building a career in the industry. Ms. Edwards notes that students were able to interact with several companies and get answers.
So the companies are excited because they need new talent and they're finding new talent. And that's what they've told us. That's why they're here, to interact with new talent. And I think the students, from what I can see and from the vibe I'm getting, are really excited at the opportunity. So it's just a really buzzy, vibey feeling here.
Ms. Edwards says JAMPRO is planning a similar expo for Montego Bay next January. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.